Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with June Lundgren. If you're in hell and experiencing, you know, what we, you know, view as hell is whatever it is, being extremely tormenting, Why wouldn't there be more takers, I guess? Wouldn't that you get there and you realize, oh, all that shit they told me about that was really bad really is here? I think I'd be the first to like, turn it around. I don't want to be here anymore. Hey, I'm here. Take me out. You're right. I was wrong.
You'd be surprised at the soul's stubbornness. I mean, people think that the soul is perfect. It's not. It's just as flawed as you or I are. It's just flawed in a different way. And some of them are hoarders. Some of them refuse to change. And therefore, if they refuse to change, he may go from that limbo in the dark realm to the limbo in the light realm, mm-hmm. until he, you know, learns his lesson one way or another. The archangels are in charge of the limbo, the solitary confinement, so to speak. And they're constantly watching, they're constantly checking on them. But there are some that have been in there for thousands of years. It's like, nope, not changing. I'm still going to be an asshole. Sorry.
How does this cycle work? Because we talk about, okay, there's the limbo, there's the higher end, the heaven, and there's the hell, which is the below the limbo of hell. And we talked earlier, too, about people coming back or animals coming back. And learning lessons. Is learning mm-hmm. the lesson when you come back and you live your life out again and then you go back and then you kind of see where you fall, or are you learning that those lessons on the other side?
What happens is, say you live your life and you die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you go to the other side. And once you get there, what you do is you review your lifetime. But you review it from not just your perspective, but from the perspective of everyone that you had a relationship with, whether it's just your best friend, it's your mom, your dad, mm-hmm. even your dog or your cat or your goldfish. You know, you see their perspectives, you understand it, you review it, and then you make the decision, well, I screwed this up. I don't want to do that again, or, you know, I should never have done this, or I should have done that. And a lot of times the soul will stay over there for a few years to just kind of try to figure out what it wants to do and if it wants to go back or not. It's entirely up to the soul whether it goes back or not. Some want to stay and said, that's it. No, I'm not coming back. Screw this. And you get other ones that say, yep, I'm headed back. You know, I want to experience this time. And a good example is my husband in his last lifetime. By the way, my husband's one of these people, if you can't touch it, feel it, or see it, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
Until he married me. He's an auditor, so he's very left-brained. But he died in his last lifetime. He died on the Arizona.
Okay.
He had a dream three nights in a row. He says, and he came to me and says, I'm on the ship. I'm walking through water like you walk through air, and we're below decks in the rec room, and there's a bunch of us down there. The big topic of conversation is, why didn't they come for us? Because they left those men's bodies entombed in the ship. He says, and then I'm up on the monument, and I'm running my finger down, and I'm looking for my name. He said, when I come to my name, I wake up. See, he says, can you get me a list of the men that died on the Arizona? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. So there's 18 pages of people that died on the Arizona.
Yeah.
Get to page 13. And my husband comes and says, this is me. This is who I was. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yeah, this was my name. And the name that he had in that lifetime was Raymond Arthur Roby. And I named my son after my grandfather, Ray Arthur. There's no such thing as coincidence.
Wow.
And in this lifetime, he died in 1941. He came back in 1945. So that's a very quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. In this lifetime, he has an absolute fear of drowning. He cannot swim, is too afraid to learn to swim, but he's never even had a slip in the bathtub. But that's the holdover from that lifetime.
Sure.
So he's come back again to try to get rid of that, to let go of that karma. And we went to the Big Island. We went to the monument. Mm-hmm. And once he was there and seen it, he let go of it. He let go of that fear, but like I said, he's very left-brained, so he's always going to hang out at the shallow end of the pool.
Sure. When a soul returns, is it still in our continuous timeline, or can a soul return, let's say, you know, you're choosing you want to go back, go back and you're in the 1940s or is something like that, or even into the future? Or is time still playing a factor, as you just pointed out in that case, where one died and then came back just a few years after?
It's difficult. Their concept of, they don't have a concept of time as we know it. Mm-hmm. They can see the future. They can see the past. They can interact with the past. They can interact with the future. But they tell me that we cannot be born in the past again.
Okay.
We can be born in the future. We can be born in the present. But we cannot be born in the past again. That lifetime that you live there, it's kind of like double jeopardy if you were to go back and live a lifetime where you lived in another physical existence in that same lifetime, you know, mm-hmm. in that same time frame.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like it would create glitches or something.
Yeah, it would create a paradox, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
That's an interesting thought about the paradox. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Maybe you have some answers. The thing that's obviously been fairly popular and talked about in the last couple of years, the Mandela effect, where we're looking at things from our past and we remember them completely differently as a collective. Mm-hmm. And there's some that can easily be explained. And you can understand, well, the psychology of it and how memories are brought back and it's always being reconstructed. But some are just so stunningly just bizarre, where you would just 100% believe it was one way and not the other. Is that something? Is that a paranormal, or is that just a flaw in human thinking when people are having these experiences?
It's a little of everything. Okay. The human body has soul memory, right? It has cell memory, right? Mm-hmm. It has cell memory, like kind of like when a starfish loses a leg, you know, it grows another one. Cell memory. Mm-hmm. Okay. There is such thing as cell memory in the soul. The soul has cell memory. So it remembers, and it has, it's like deja vu. It has all these memories. So each time you incarnate, all those memories are still with you on the soul level. And that's what kind of happens a lot. People will say, like, but the three faces of Eve, you know, she had like what, 17 personalities or whatever. Uh-huh. But those, what people fail to realize is those personalities are for one for each lifetime that soul lived. It's not like, it's hard to explain, but, you know, say you're a monk, a Franciscan monk,
yeah,
in the 1100s. And then you're reborn in 1988 and you start having, you know, this need to become a monk or become very spiritual. It's just overwhelming because that lifetime is encroaching upon the present lifetime. All those soul memories are there, and something may trigger it, like a fear of drowning, like with my husband. Mm-hmm. Some people fear of flight, you know, heights, because like I was strangled to death in one lifetime in 1945. And so I can't stand to have anything around my neck. Mm-hmm. And so you have that. And I know the reason for it. But most people have unsubstantiated fears and they have no idea why.
Yeah.
And it's usually because 99.9% of the time it's from a past life.
Fears. And would you say interests too, where someone has just kind of bizarre fascinations with some things? Mm-hmm. And nothing I'm saying that's bad, but like, for example, when I was a child, this is pre the movie, Titanic. I don't know why I was enthralled with this thing. There was not much out about it. There was a National Geographic special and that was about it. And a lot mm-hmm. of books in the library that were in the adult section that I had to go have my grandpa help me check out.
Because you were a survivor.
That's what I was always wondering.
Your name was Tim.
My name was Tim.
Timothy. You were a survivor. You were a young boy.
Well, that's very interesting. I've never had anyone say that to me. It's something I've always wondered.
I can see the child. He's wearing like knickers and his shirt's kind of torn and stuff because he's getting into the lifeboat. Somebody's handing him. He can't be more than 5 or 6 tops, red hair, got like one of those caps that they used to wear that, like, to me, it kind of looks like a sailor's, old fashioned sailor's cap, but it's not. I can't remember what it's called, but I see him there and he's afraid, but he survives. But that memory had always remained with him throughout his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that was deeply ingrained in him. It was traumatic.
Yeah.
It was traumatic enough that the soul stored it.
Because, yeah, the fascination, in first grade, you do an art project. I was doing a giant construction paper Titanic. And I knew how many people were on the boat. And I knew about this and that. Just so many things like a first grader shouldn't really have knowledge of.
Right, exactly.
And I was just so in. And to this day, I'm very interested in it. And I have one of the floor tiles from its sister ship, Olympic, in my house that I bought at auction once. But it's just always been this thing. The movie, I could care less about.
You're right.
It's always been, and older ships of that era, I've just always looked at them and just thought they're just so something. I can't even tell what it is.
That was the era in which you lived.
Yeah. How interesting. When you were able to do that, like you just did, and you said, my name was Timothy, and those visions that you had, are you able to tell more about who that person was? What did they do in life? Or anything like that?
Yeah, if they're older, you know, with you, that was, as the child, what sticks out is the child's memory.
Okay.
The events of...
The trauma.
Getting on the ship, being on the ship, and then leaving it in such a way. But, you know, that's the part that's overwhelming. That helped me to link in. But I know he did grow up. He lived to be 72, and that's about all I know from that.
How interesting. Wow. Never had that on the air. I don't ever ask for anything like that, but sometimes it just happens in conversation. So that was very compelling. When we were talking earlier about shadow people, and before you could see them clearly, you were not shadow people, the demons, you were talking about seeing them almost as shadows or dark masses and things of that nature. Shadow people, something that a lot of people have talked about now that the term has become more mainstream.
Yeah, it's become kind of like a catchphrase.
Exactly.
Almost. But people, you know, I've had people that like, what is a shadow person?
Yeah.
Where do they come from?
From my listening to thousands upon thousands of stories over the years on my programs, what I've come to conclude is that not all shadow people are demons or demonic. It's sometimes, in what I understand, it seems to be that it just kind of is how we're perceiving whatever that entity is. Maybe anything, but that's just how it's coming across to us.
What's your take? I was called into a children's theater.
Okay.
And they were telling me, oh, there's a 7-foot shadow person and he's scaring the kids. And we need you to go in and take it out. And I'm thinking, okay, shouldn't be there in the first place, but all right. So I get to the location and I'm like, and here comes this quote unquote shadow person. And I'm like, And then I said, show yourself. And it disappeared. I no longer perceived it as what it wanted me to perceive it as. Instead, there's a short, fat, balding dude. And he's like, you know, I told him, I said, knock that crap off. I said, you need to stop doing that. I said, I'm going to send you home. You don't need to not even be here.
Uh-huh.
He never got any respect in life. So he was darn sure going to make sure he got respect in death. So that's why he was showing himself as a big, bad shadow person.
Are they in control of how they are perceived?
they can project. See, a lot of people don't understand that a demon, an angel, a spirit, they can show you an image in your mind, and that's how you'll perceive it. They show you the image they want to be perceived as, whether it's big and bad, or whether it's a little child or an animal. You know, they can make you see them as they wish to be. And they can't do that to me, but for a split second. Mm-hmm. And it's only long enough for me to see what others see. And then I see the true being.
How interesting. And that's not just with demons or angels. That would be you
human
or me
spirits,
if we were dead.
Yeah. Human spirits.
It's an interesting concept. It's almost like you're going around as a giant green screen in a green screen suit. And then you can choose to the people, like, okay, here's how you're going to see me.
Right. I want you to see me as a big bad gangster.
Sure.
Bad guy.
Yeah. Would that be how sometimes when people come back and someone has an encounter with their grandpa or something of that nature, you often hear, and he looked like he was 35.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can make you perceive them as a lot of times they will make you perceive them as they were in the happiest time of their life.
Sure. They're going to pick when they thought they looked best.
Yeah. Or they'll make you perceive them as your memory of them was. Like my grandma. I see my grandma as I saw her when she was around 60.
Mm-hmm.
She died about 69, but when she was 60, and she looks young and, you know, younger and stuff, but that's how I see her, and that's how I want to see her.
It's very interesting. When you had told me that you died and you went and saw some things on the other side, tell me about that story.
I was, I had just met my husband. And, well, it wasn't my husband at that time, but I just met him, and I was going to teach him how to ride a motorcycle because I had two bikes. And I was on my way out to his house with the bike I had just repossessed because somebody didn't pay for it. And I was going to teach him how to give him his first lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coming around a corner, and the light turned green, and I went through the light, and a woman came and ran a red light and hit me on the bike. So I went flying across to the other side of the road, landed up against a brick wall. I wasn't wearing a helmet. At that time, we didn't have to wear a helmet. And I was clinically dead for 2 minutes. And there was a cop a couple of cars away. And he was trying to assess the situation. But I was on the other side. My grandma and grandpa were there waiting for me. And Michael was there. And Michael's like, you need to understand who and what you are. I said, yeah, I'm just me. Because I'm just dead, so I'm still thinking like a human.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, you don't understand. And so he says, come. So he took my hand, and we went over. This whole place looks like clouds. We went over, and he waved his arm, and this like bay window appeared. And he said, look. So I looked through the window, and I could see every living person in the world. And every one of them had a string that led up to where we were. And he said, you see the ones that are lit up? I'm like, yeah. He said, those are the ones that have made the soul connection, the spiritual connection. The ones that are dark are those who have not made that connection yet. I'm like, okay. And I said, well, if heaven is real, what about hell? So he took my hand again, and we walked a few steps, and he waved his arm, and this black pit appeared, and the screaming and the pain coming out of it. It was like people were reaching up out of molasses, trying to escape, trying to ask for help. And then he waved his arm, and it disappeared. And I'm like, okay, so hell is real. Okay, I get it. And he says, you need to understand who and what you truly are. And then he touched my forehead, and I saw all these lifetimes flash. It couldn't have been more than a split second, but each one of them was like I saw the entire life, but it only took a split second. And He says, this is who you truly are. He says, look upon yourself. And I look down at myself and I no longer look like me. I looked like him. I was like 7 feet tall. I had a 12-foot wingspan. I had like dark auburn hair and blue-green eyes. And I was like, I had a sword and an armor. And he says, this is who you truly are. I said, your soul belongs to Ariel the Archangel. She was resent. She was sent down to live human lives until she learned to have compassion for mankind. He says, she was called in to remove a demon from a woman in 1198 AD. And she was upset because the woman had summoned the demon. And when she went to remove the demon came forward in the woman and said, you know, you'll never get me out of her. And so Ariel just reached in and ripped the demon out of the woman. And the woman died, the body died, and the soul was released to heaven. But God was mad about that. He said, you have no compassion, you have no care. And Ariel argued and said, you know what? She summoned it, and then she asked us to do her, you know, clean up her dirty work. She said, they have no respect. Humans have to learn respect. He said, you're going to go back and you're going to relive human lifetimes until you learn to have compassion. So Ariel's pretty stubborn. So this is life number 131. So she's good this time. She gets to go back for good. But the way Michael explained it is your body was created as a vessel to hold the soul of Ariel so that she can do the work she needs to do in this lifetime. So it's like, okay, it was hard for me to come to terms with that. I had no clue who Ariel was. And, you know, I'm like, okay. Now, this was when internet was young and you had dial-up.
Sure.
You're like, okay, you know. So there's really not much in that you can find about Ariel other than her name means Lion of God. And she is one of the five that guard the throne of God. But what people don't realize is she is a demon slayer and she's a protector and defender of heaven. She is part of the group of elite archangels that are demon slayers known as the Legion of Light. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Ariel are the Legion of Light. When she's down here, they stay in constant communication with her and they help her to transition and to do the work she needs to do. So I'm like, okay. I was like, but how do I do this? You didn't give me a manual, you know?
Yeah.
And he says, you'll see. Michael says, you'll see. I'm like, oh, great. And I got a call from my sister-in-law. She said, listen, there's something wrong with your brother. He's acting funny. His eyes go black. And that's not him anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, crap. So I'm like, okay, I'll come down because they lived about 30 miles away. I said, I went and had coffee. I told her, call me, just let it ring once and hang up so that I know that he's home. So about an hour later, I get the call. And Michael says, just park outside of the house. I'm like, okay. And he says, get out of the car. I'm like, okay. He says, I want you to call the demon to you. I'm like, what? Are you out of your mind? He's like, do as I say. I'm like, okay, fine. I said, you got my back? He's like, yeah, we got your back. And so I said, demon, come forth. And I saw it come through the wall of the house towards me, and it's getting closer and closer and closer. It couldn't have been more than arm's length away when suddenly my consciousness went to the back and Ariel came forward. And I heard her speaking to the demon in Aramaic, because that's the language of the demons. Mm-hmm. And she told it, stupid demon, know you not who I am? And the demon was like freaking out. And she reached over and she grabbed it by the throat and said, I know you. And then she killed it. She sliced it through with a white light sword. And then her consciousness went back and I was in control again. And I said, I told Michael and Gabe, I said, you did that, didn't you? I said, well, you had to learn that she would always be there. She would always forward whenever there was a demon present. I said, she protects the body. You never have to worry about that. So ever since then, you know, I don't have any fear of demons. They don't scare me. I have no fear of them. And you can't. When you're dealing with a demon, fear is a weakness. And if they know that you're afraid, you're never going to be able to do anything. You're never going to be able to help the person. So you cannot have any fear whatsoever. And that's the problem with some people that try to remove demons is they have that fear. And the demons know. They reach into your mind. They know what you fear. They know what you love. They know how to get to you.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with June. Big thank you to her for joining us and sharing her perspectives on today's episode of the program. And thank you for supporting us and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without it. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then I bought this jacket and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5 Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5 Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5 Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.